This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Sean Preston.
Welcome, everybody, to today's episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, we have a wonderful neighbor on with us, and that is the lovely Nina Doiron from ISO Design. What's going on?
Hey, Sean. Thanks for having me here. So exciting.
Lovely. Always working, very working hard. She's in her client's driveway, and she had enough time out of her busy schedule to come onto the show. It's phenomenal.
Awesome. I'm excited.
So I've known you for a little while now. I know what you do, but for our listeners on the show who don't, maybe tell us a little bit about your business.
Sure. I am the owner and lead designer at ISO Design. Our organization, we're a boutique design firm located in Barrie. And what we do is we help people to improve their home appeal so that they can live in it with greater functionality, love it again if they need to. And then when they're ready to sell, we help them to design and stage their home so that it becomes more marketable.
Phenomenal. Okay, so do you work with a lot of realtors then?
Sure do.
Phenomenal. Well, it's always a very cool thing when what you do for a living is helping somebody who loves where they live. They love the location. They're just maybe not necessarily happy with the space or the current layout of what it is.
Yeah.
And you get to go in there and basically give them an entirely new space to work with.
And sometimes through our organization, so what I failed to mention is that in addition to design and staging, we also provide home organization services. And so with our home organization service, what we do is we help people to rediscover spaces that they've forgotten about or lost because they've had too much stuff in the space, too much clutter.
Okay, phenomenal.
Yeah.
What you do, is there like, not maybe a preference, but obviously you're passionate about all of it. Do you secretly have like, do you like going in and like organizing someone's home, or do you really, really enjoy like the design aspect to what you do?
You know, they're all rewarding on their own. You know, when I can help a family to market their home and sell quickly so that they can get onto their next adventure, it's very rewarding. When I work with a family who has been dealing with a lot of clutter, they seem to be very overwhelmed and lost, and they don't really know where to start or how to start or even what to do. And I go in there and I organize their space, and I can see the relief in them once we're done, because they just feel such a tremendous amount of that, you know, they finally get their space back. So all of that, they're different, but they're all very rewarding nonetheless.
That's phenomenal. Well, I'm curious, because I've never actually got the chance to ask you this question. And everybody's got their own journey in life. Some people were born to do what they do. They've been, you know, our veterinarian, she knew she wanted to do that when she was 14, and she still does it. She's phenomenal at it. What was your path like in your journey that led you to do what you do today?
Well, my path was a little bit more zigzag. I went to business school. I became a marketer. My background is in marketing. So I studied marketing. I was in the field of marketing for many years. And then I decided that it was time for me to start my own business and really, truly do what I am passionate about and love, which is, you know, making homes more functional and more beautiful. And when I decided to start my own business, I wanted to make sure that I also carry on, you know, my education, my background, my skill set, which is in marketing. And that is why I went into staging first, because staging is marketing. It's a form of marketing because it's the packaging of the home, right? So just like you have you package up a loaf of bread with nice graphics. Staging is packaging up a bigger bread box, you know, which is the home itself. And so I was able to utilize my marketing skills to help homeowners and realtors to market their homes, but also to help market my own business. So my business background was a tremendous value and help to my own business.
That's really cool how that all kind of interchanges.
Yeah.
And knowing what we do for a living, I can 100% relate to that. So very cool. Any misconceptions in your business? Misnomers? Anybody? You got any myths for us?
Well, if they're in my business, when it comes to staging and design, it all boils down to cost and budget, right? You know, there are two mindsets. There are people who think that staging costs too much, and there are people who says that staging doesn't work. And those are, again, big myths, because it does work if you put in the work. Staging is an investment, much like advertising, which is your industry. It is an investment. And so if you don't stage, then you might not be quite as competitive as your properties, especially if they stage. So when people say that it costs too much, but if it helps them to sell more quickly and it helps them to sell for more money, then does it really then cost too much, right? So very much similar to, I'm sure, the types of questions that you get when it comes to advertising costs.
Yeah, we certainly get our questions. And like you said, you know, everything that you're doing on your side of the fence is an investment.
Yes.
Right. And an investment, and what you do also could lead to somebody paying for more than what the space they thought it would be prior to you going in and changing it up, because now it's more appetizing. Maybe the space is more useful for, you know, what their particular needs are. And well, obviously, if the price goes up or you have a quick turnaround time, then it worked and it worked very well.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, with clients, when it sells well, it sells for top dollar. When it sells quickly, they don't question it, but you know, they don't question the fee. But then what happens is that before they get to that point, they're reluctant to make that investment.
Don't you like love humans for that flawless trait of ours? Where it's like, when it's all going well, no one's asking any questions, it's working great. The second something takes a little longer than not, or it didn't work for the first time.
Yes.
You know, it's like striving for perfection almost. It's like, hey, this is a work in progress. Or maybe it was, you know, the people who came in the home, and maybe it just wasn't their slice of pie. Like, there's so many factors that go into what you do for a living. That changed the course of action all the time, but it works. Yes. And it clearly works very well.
Yes. And people, you know, in terms of what I do when it comes to staging, is that people think that, oh, it, you know, it's fluffing. It's a lot, it, you know, it's fun work, so it shouldn't cost that much. But just the property that we just finished up just now, I'm sitting in the client's driveway still. They might actually drive up and see me talking on the phone here, which would be really weird. But we brought in so much product, artwork, soft goods, accessories, lamps, rugs, right? And people don't understand that those things cost money, right? If they were to go out and buy it, it would be thousands and thousands of dollars on their own. But we bring all of that stuff in. And so, you know, it's clearly an investment, and there's a lot of product that goes in. It's not like fluffing at all.
Well, that's really important for people to know. I mean, I say it a lot, knowledge is power, education. The more you know, then you don't get what, there is no stupid question out there.
No.
Sometimes there are stupid responses that people will blurt out that don't have a place because they didn't think about it before, you know, it came out. That would be a good example of one, in my opinion. Somebody not understanding, it's like, no, there are a lot of costs. You could go into a house that needs everything. to go in there, and that's going to cost you more to bring all that stuff in versus if it's three quarters full and you're just moving a couple things around and then adding some final touches, right?
Right, right. That's exactly it. You nailed it.
What are you getting for like people's responses when you go in and you do a good job? Is that what fills your teacup?
Oh my gosh, yes. Like the homeowner, we just did a walkthrough once we were done, and he's like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Like, it's incredible. It's so beautiful. Is this my house? You know, like, that's the type of typical response that I get. And yes, it just brings me so much joy. It you know, I just get a really great big smile on my face because I know that I've done my job in satisfying what, you know, what they thought they were going to get with staging. And usually they always think that it's not going to be a big deal, that it's going to be some fluffing, but we go in and we completely transform homes.
That's really cool. I love hearing those success stories of, you know, you go in there, you do a good job, and you get rewarded, you get that compensation. And that's when you're like, yes, I know I'm good at my job. And it's another affirmation.
It is so true. Like sometimes I do go in and work on certain projects and I'm a little bit nervous because, you know, the client, I know that the clients are, you know, challenging, you know, me, whether I'm going to transform their homes as much as I think that I would be able to. And every single time I've been able to transform their home and exceeded their expectations. So yes, that brings me a lot of joy.
So when you're not staging homes or organizing or helping out realtors or dressing up a home, I'm sure your home looks absolutely stunning. What do you like to do for fun in your personal time?
Oh gosh, I love to cook. I love to bake and I love to entertain. You know, for me, life is so much better when you have friends and family around, and I just love feeding people. I love cooking. I love entertaining. And if you talk to any of my friends, that's what I do. You know, I'm the type of person who brings people together and make sure that we stay in touch and eat good food, have fun. That's what I love to do.
Julie,
it's getting a little bit harder because life gets so busy now.
Yeah. But
when we do get a chance to do it, again, it fills my cup.
Yeah, we're big cooks over on this side of the fence as well. We just had Julie's parents come down from Sudbury for the weekend.
Nice. And
so I got the sous vide out. It's a French method of cooking. I did ribs in the sous vide for 24 hours, made my own homemade barbecue sauce.
Yum.
Julie made a cornbread. She made a coleslaw and a fancy rice with mushrooms and peas in it. And I got to have that for leftovers for dinner yesterday. Absolutely phenomenal.
Oh my gosh. You're making my mouth water.
Oh, I could talk about this all day. I love this stuff. What you cook a bunch of different stuff, or do you have like a go-to, or what do you normally?
I cook a bunch of different stuff. We do a lot of barbecues too. You know, we have sausage making parties with our friends. Yeah. So we make sausages from scratch. So that's a lot of fun. And I love to bake too. So my husband and I are on a keto diet right now. So that's a lot of exploration, a lot of tests and trial. And I've been doing a lot of keto baking, which has been a lot of fun.
Nice. I do homemade sausages as well every 2 years with a close family friend of ours.
Okay.
And it's quite the process. We usually go there Friday night, have some wine, and then we're cutting the big chunks, and then it's the next day. So we have to cut, and we cut for like four different families.
Yes.
So there's a lot that is going into making sure that the pieces are big enough to get into the machine, right?
Yes.
And then the whole next day we're there at 9 o'clock in the morning till 5, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock sometimes when we finish. And then you got to mix it all, and then you got to funnel it through the casings and all that stuff.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Which is, it's a lot of fun, and the sausage is good. You can make it how hot you want. You can do, you can make honey garlic versions. You can put like whatever you want in it, right? It's really cool.
It is really cool. We have a lot of fun with it. And like you, we have four couples, generally 3 to 4 couples, and it's a sausage and scotch party.
I love it. That's great. Yes,
it is. I don't drink. I don't drink, but my husband and all our friends drink scotch. And then, you know, by the end of it, the sausages, they come in all different sizes because they're a little bit too much scotch.
Yeah, it's funny. And you get the guys on the machine, right? Because it looks a little sexual when you're having to feed it in the casing. So you get the guys, you know, they start laughing at each other because it gets all awkward and everything like that, right?
It is fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. Okay, so let's switch gears a little bit. People sometimes are get dealt a specific hand. Life pulls you in all different types of directions. And sometimes you can't control. You might be thinking you're going right. Next thing you're going left, or you think you're going up, you're going down. But what fascinates me the most is the resiliency that some people have to be able to overcome life hardships, challenges that get thrown their way, and how we as humans learn from those experiences makes it even cooler than that, because we just get better at being humans. And I was curious to ask you if you've ever been through or experienced a hardship or a life challenge in your life, and if you managed to overcome that, and did it make you stronger? Did it make you better for it?
Well, I'd like to think so. So my background, we're refugees. We're Vietnamese, Chinese refugees. So we were asked to leave our home country because of our Chinese heritage, and we were in Vietnam at the time. So my dad was brought in, and the officials told him that he had 3 days to take his family and leave the country. And I was 9 at the time, my sister was 6, and my dad packed up what we could, and we left the country. We went to Hong Kong and lived in a refugee camp for about 1.5 years before we were then sponsored into Canada. So I would say that from a hardship perspective, my sister and I were pretty sheltered because we were young. And so my parents, you know, dealt with the brunt of the hardship. And so we just thought it was a great adventure. So the hero, obviously, in the story are my folks, my parents, you know, my dad being the lead of the family. He took care of everything and made sure that we were all safe. And that we arrived in Canada, he wanted to make sure that his girls had the best opportunities, and that we were going to have all the opportunities for education and careers that we otherwise probably would not have been able to have had we grown up in Vietnam. And so, you know, have my background and my history is very important to me, and it makes me who I am today, because I know what it means to work hard. I watched my dad my whole life. My dad's passed on now, but I've watched how hard he worked, how diligent he was. He never gave up. He saved up, and he created a successful life, even though he didn't know the language. He came to a foreign country. And so I learned a lot from that. And I like to think that that's why I've been as successful as I have been, because of the way that my parents have taught me. And I don't take anything for granted. You know, when I think that part of why I do what I do in terms of home organizations and helping families do that is because we didn't have very much. And that was okay. Even though we didn't have very much during our time in the refugee camp and when we first came to Canada, but we had each other, right? And that was the most important thing and the priority. And so when my clients say, oh, your home must be so organized, it is organized. That's because I don't need a lot of stuff. I don't need a lot of stuff in my home to make me happy. It's the experiences, it's the people in my life that gives me the greatest joy. It's not about the possession at all. And I just wish that more people see that, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%. When you guys settled here, were you down in Toronto or did you guys come right up to Barrie?
No. I was a city girl. Okay. I grew up in Toronto and I only moved north after I got married because my husband is from Timmins. My husband is a northern boy. Ooh, and so he kept moving us closer and closer to the north. And and here I am in Barrie, but I think that's the most northern that I'm gonna go.
Yeah, well, it's a great spot. I've been here almost my whole life, moved here when I was only 7.
Yes.
And I did the Toronto jungle for about 2 years. That was good enough for me. But always back here playing golf with my dad on Thursdays in the men's league. And I know this city like the back of my hand. So I made the jump back in 2019 to get my house here. And I ain't going nowhere.
Very cool. Well, we've been here for 6 years now, and we do love it. For sure.
Are you guys right in Barrie proper? Or are you just on the outskirts?
Just the outskirts. We're nice. In Springwater.
Good place to be.
Yeah. Well, it's like right at the edge of Barrie. It's so close.
Yeah, I'm northwest of the city, so I'm probably like 10 minutes from me, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Everything is 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes in Barrie.
I know. I guess maybe that's one of the reasons why it's getting so popular. And we're still keeping our small town vibe despite how big Barrie is getting, which I think people guard that culture pretty nice, which is great to see.
Yes. And I've met so many amazing people like yourselves and Julie through the chamber. It's been incredible.
So I've got a funny story for the listeners. I'm green as grass. I'm starting my job with Best Version Media. And one of our fellow publishers says, hey, you should get out there and go and do some networking. It's a great extension to your business. It's a great way to meet people and this and that. And so I took that to heart and said, I'm going to go do this and do some networking. And you're one of the first people I ever met at a networking event. And you're like, I was like a kid in a candy store for you. You're like grabbing me by the hand and you're like, oh, come and see this person and then come and meet this person. And I'm like, everybody here is so nice.
Well, I'm an ambassador for the Barrie Chamber of Commerce. So, you know, it's my job to make sure that we welcome new members and make them feel welcome, right? And I love connecting people with each other. And you guys have been so great. I love that you come out to all the meetings. And it's been amazing to get to know you both.
Thank you so much. And likewise, phenomenal person, great business owner, great business to boot. And so if there's anybody who's listening that wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way that they could do that?
Well, through my website at isodesign.ca, which has my email as well as my phone number. But you can get in touch with me through calling me directly as well at 416-993-0131.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was great to chit chat with you and learn about your business. And likewise. I'm sure I'll be seeing you around at the networking events.
Oh, for sure. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Sean, for having me on your show.
No worries. Anytime. We'll talk soon.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Midhurst. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpmidhurst.com. That's gnpmidhurst.com. Or call 705-413-3775.